This is a special series of Bible studies on the Gospel of Mark. It was done at the request of the Far East Broadcasting Company. The scripture reading is done by my good friend Ken Brooks. Yes, this is the Emmaus Bible Hour, a program for you and your family, a time to study the Bible together. Two storms here in the book of Mark, one right after the other. First, there is a storm on the sea, and then on the shore, a storm in a man's life. But let's read about it in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, New American Standard Bible. Ken Brooks reading from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
And they came to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. And he had in his dwelling among the tombs, and no one was able to bind him any more, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. And constantly, night and day, among the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out and gashing himself with the stones.
We learn from chapter 4 that it was evening when they left there. Along the way on the water, they'd been in a storm. The Sea of Galilee is only 8 miles across at its widest, and so at this point, it was probably only about 5 miles. And so it may have been late evening or night when these events took place. You can imagine this was an experience not to be soon forgotten. Arrival at night on the desert side of a lake, and to have this demon-possessed man come out of the tombs. The storm was real and fierce, but here's something worse. Here's a man with a real storm within him. What is demon possession? One author that I read says it denotes the mysterious but real control of a human body and soul by actual spirits of supernatural power, cruel and satanic. Do we have demon possession today? Dr. Paul Tornier, in his book, Casebook, A Doctor's Casebook, writes, "Doubtless there are many doctors who, in their struggle against disease, have been like me, have had like me the feeling that they were confronting not something passive, but a clever and resourceful enemy. Satan's power is very real. Here is a man that could not be held by chains or shackles. He had superhuman power. But in our study in Mark chapter 5, he's in the presence of one with greater power. Take a good look at this man, under the control of satanic forces. Physically, he's in bad condition. He goes about cutting himself. Mentally, he's out of his mind. What did we read? Day and night, he was among the tombs crying. No person in his right mind would do that. And then take another look. Here is a man that's spiritually lost. If he died, he would go to a lost eternity. He's in Satan's control. Never forget this picture. When Satan has his way in a life, he ruins it physically, mentally, and spiritually. But the Lord Jesus is on the scene. He's crossed the lake. He's left the crowds to reach one man. The Savior spent time with individuals, Nicodemus in a night visit, the Samaritan woman at the well, and here, a demon-possessed man. The Lord Jesus knew the value of a soul. Maybe you think that no one has time for you. You're wrong. The Lord Jesus has time for you. Call upon Him, and He'll help you. Notice the first encounter of the Lord Jesus with this demon-possessed man, verses 6 and 7.
And seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High? I implore you by God, do not torment me.
Men often did not recognize the Lord Jesus or give him his full place. Demons knew him instantly and knew that they had to obey his every word. The Lord Jesus asked the man his name, and he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." A full Roman legion consisted of 6,826 men. Were there that many demons in that man? We don't know. But we do know that they were in full control of that poor fellow. This is evidenced by the use of singulars and plurals. The man said, "My name is Legion." The next verse, he began to entreat the Lord Jesus. But then two verses later, they entreated the Lord Jesus. And so it would seem that sometimes the man spoke, and at other times the demons used the man's voice. Notice what they said as they spoke through the man in verse 12.
"And they entreated him, saying, Send us into the swine, so that we may enter them."
Demons desire to control a body. If they can't get a man, then they'll take an animal. In the Gospel of Matthew, we have the one-word command of the Lord Jesus to the demons. Go. And they went into the swine, 2,000 of them. Here's the record. The herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned in the sea. Another example of Satan ruining that which he controls. For certainly he was back of all of this demon activity. There are those who would question the destruction of 2,000 swine. I like Campbell Morgan's answer. First, if the Lord Jesus did it, it's right. He makes no mistakes. Whatever he does in our lives is right. Second, which is of more value, one soul or 2,000 swine? So many today put the emphasis upon things, upon animals, upon possessions. But let us be very clear in the matter that one soul is worth more than all the world, filled with gold, silver, and all valuable things. Third, the Jews were not to keep swine anyway. And one other thought, every time you eat a piece of pork or beef, you're choosing between you living or the animal. But let's go on. Never forget, we're on the wrong track when we question what the Lord Jesus does. This story has a happy ending, verse 15.
"And they came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion, and they became frightened."
The people of the country and the city came out to see what had happened. They found the man at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Satan had ruined him in those areas, but the Lord Jesus had moved in. Satan had retreated. The man now had become a new creation in Christ Jesus. The man has been changed physically, mentally, and spiritually. A miracle has taken place in his life. He's no longer screaming in the tombs. He's sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Our time is gone. Do you long for this change in your life? Then come to the Lord Jesus in all your sin, no matter what storms are going on in your life. He's promised, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." It's up to you to come. He'll do the rest.
Of the flame.